Cambridge 105, Community Radio in your city, and it's Becky with you for this lovely Friday afternoon. And with me in the studio, I can't speak properly now, we have Georgia Yarrow. Hello.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very fine. I'm a bit flustered because it's baking in the studio, isn't it?
Yes,
it is. I see you're all dressed appropriately in summer attire. I'm not. I thought it was going to be freezing cold this morning when I woke up. So I'm in a really thick jumper and jeans. Not very sensible at all. So you have set your sights on Olympic fame, really, or Paralympic fame.
Yes, I have.
And why did you decide that that's what you wanted to do?
I just enjoyed it, and I've kind of watched a lot of people on the TV and stuff, and it just interested me.
So was it last year, the 2012 Olympics, that kind of inspired you to do this, or has this been a long-lived dream?
It was before that, but not. It was probably 2 years ago, and then we've just begun training and stuff like that, and then it's just taken off.
Ah, right. So just for everyone to know, this is dressage you're interested in then, yeah?
Yes.
So horse riding, or as everyone else is calling it, and my friends included, the dancing horses. But it's much more complicated than that, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. It is.
From experience, I know. I do riding myself, and at the weekend, I did a little tiny show at my riding stables. I got last place in the dressage, which was a bit embarrassing. But that was all right. And it's really difficult, isn't it, to horse ride?
Yes, it is. It takes a lot of learning and years of experience and stuff.
It definitely does. And how many years have you been riding for?
15 years.
So you're way ahead of me already. I mean, I started when I was 6 and I'm 17 now. So what's that, 11 years? So you already have like 4 years on me, and you're like 3 years younger than me or something. That's ridiculous. So are you, you're in Compton... Compton Secondary School,
yes,
at the moment. Right, I used to go there, you see. So it's all connected. And where do you live?
Caldecott.
Oh, I'm in Hardwick. So we must have bumped into each other at some point or other around the school or something. That's very interesting. So are you riding at the moment, or what's up?
I am riding at the moment.
Okay.
But in plaster. We've got a nice horse. I borrow my sister's, so...
So is it all in the family then? You all horse ride, do you?
Yes, we do.
Right. So I wish that could happen in my family, then maybe we'd be able to get a horse. There's my mum, and then there's me and my little sister, and that's it. Everyone else does not want to even stand near a horse. We made my dad ride a horse one day, and it bolted with him. Because we were out on a hack, and then on the way back it got scared, so of course it ran to its home. My dad stayed on, he clung on tight, bless him, but he's never going to ever step on a horse, anywhere near a horse again. If he's picking me up from the stables, he waits in the car park and does not come near them. So you're quite lucky then that all your family are kind of horsey and supportive,
yeah,
then. So do you have a horse at the moment?
Yes, we have 4 at the moment.
4?
Yeah, we have 1 companion, 1 rescue, and my sister's and my horse.
Right. So, what's your horse called?
Red.
Red. Interesting name. Is that his show name, or is that just
his normal name? Her show name's Lucius Red Rose. It's Welsh.
That is a mouthful to say. See, with horses, you have 2 names for them. You have their show name, and then you have like a shortened version of that name. So my horse's name is Dolly Daydreamer, but we just call her Dolly. And literally, Dolly Daydreamer is that. She's so lazy. Is your horse lazy?
No, she's nice to ride. She's really forward-going, and there are some excitements.
See, that's nice. You have a nice, exciting, interesting horse. Mine's just, you can literally fall asleep in her back. Like sometimes in the winter, I'll get on her back in the stable and just have a nice little snooze on her. So it was saying in the Cambridge Evening News, because you've been in the newspaper, haven't you, recently?
Yes.
And that you're looking for a sponsor. Is that,
yes,
correct? Yeah. And so why do you need a sponsor exactly?
Because it's so expensive. You've got the training fees, obviously you're entering competitions, you've got the competition fees, you've got like all the equipment, and then you've got transport.
Yeah, it's quite expensive, isn't it? That's my mum's excuse for not having a pony, but I think it's a bit more than that. It's also lots of hard work, isn't it? All,
yeah,
the mucking out and skipping out. So transport's a big issue.
Yes, it is.
And it also said that you were looking for a new horse, but have you found a new horse then, Red?
No, she's my old horse. She had a few problems, so we're probably going to have to retire her.
Oh, no, that is... So how old is she then?
She's 19.
Whoa, 19. She's lasted a long time. She's obviously got a few more years to go.
Yeah, hopefully.
But I suppose at 19, they do start struggling a bit.
Yeah.
My friend's horse was retired at 19, but I still sometimes get on her, very occasionally.
Yeah.
But I think my horse is 21. So she's doing pretty well, and she still likes to think that she's 5 years old, yeah. But obviously she's not really. So kind of it is probably time for Fred to retire then.
Yeah.
And you're looking for a new pony.
Yeah.
And how difficult is it to find a pony that's going to suit your needs?
I suppose it depends if they've got talent, as well as I don't want anything too fizzy or anything, but and size, because I'm only 4 foot 10. I'm really quite short, so
yeah.
My legs don't come under the saddle if I'm on a big horse.
So you're quite lucky that you're small then, because see, my problem is I'm quite tall, so whenever I'm going a pony, I kind of like squash them a bit.
Yeah.
So how kind of expensive are ponies exactly?
Well, there's a range of prices. You can get one for £4,000, and then there might be one for £10,000,
£14,000. So it is a lot of money. So you desperately need a sponsor then?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And any sort of sponsor, could it be anything at all, or do you want it to be horse-related?
No, anything at all. Just as long as...
Sorry, I'm just having a drink of tea. Carry on. I'll have to offer you a drink in a minute. There we go. I think they're finished now. That is the Arbroughton People's Don't Stop the Music for Nick there. If you want to send in a request, don't forget that you can text us 07019 070490. And there's no requests in the studio. We have Georgia and her sister and her mum, and no one can think of any songs at all. So I'm stuck. I'm the one having to pick all the songs here. So please text in your requests so that you don't always have to hear my boring song selection of the same stuff over and over again. So Georgia, we were talking off air about getting to the Olympics, and it sounds like it involves an awful lot of money.
Yeah, it does.
So there's the training you have to do, there's buying the horse and the equipment, and then there's actually getting to the Olympics itself, which will also of course involve a plane flight. I'm getting confused now, and that sounds really kind of scary and complicated, doesn't it? What does it involve?
Well, obviously the horse will have to go to the airport and then be loaded on and then, like, fly over. I think they do get a travelling groom with them to make sure they're okay.
Oh, right, yeah, I've heard about that, actually. That sounds like quite a cool job, you know?
Yeah.
Being a travelling groom, you get to go all over the world and see lots of different things and be with horses. So, and where do you go to train, then, if you are to get this sponsorship? Where do you have to go to train?
We go Buckinghamshire, so it's I think it's about an hour and a half.
Yeah, I think it's roughly that, or maybe even 2 hours in traffic. Yeah. And that involves you needing a horse box then?
Yes, I train with one of their horses at the moment, but we're hoping if I get my own horse to take my horse with me to train on.
And you haven't got a horse box?
No, no.
And they're quite expensive to own and then lease and maintain, I suppose.
Yeah.
So that's what you really... So forget about trying to get to Rio to begin with. You need the training first, and that involves money.
Yes,
so you're really looking for a sponsor. So if anyone can think of anyone that can sponsor Georgia, because I suppose you really want it to be a local sponsor, don't you? So
yes.
You can easily communicate and stay in touch with them. So that'd be really appreciated. And how can we anyone get in contact with you? Can
they? Mummy's email, that's karen.yarrow@btinternet.com. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so if anyone can think of anyone that... could, you know, be a sponsor, because otherwise poor Georgia, she's not going to get the gold medal in the Paralympics unless she has this training. And I think, considering she has been riding for 15 years, she can easily pull it off, but of course she needs a little bit of help first, so that would be greatly appreciated. So before you go, are there any songs at all you can think of?
No.
Oh, rubbish. Do you like Katy Perry?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, then. Let's have some Katy Perry. Thank you so much, Georgia, for coming in to talk to us. And keep in contact. And fingers crossed that we can find a sponsor for you. And I'm look forward to, in 2016, seeing you lift the gold medal and give it a lovely big kiss as you win. So good luck in the future. Here
Thank
we go, then. Here's some Katy Perry.